This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 355, recorded Wednesday, July 5th, 2017, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. That was your rendition of our music?
That was my rendition of this week's music.
Okay. I just wanted to know.
I might do a different song next week.
Okay.
But to be clear, I just made that up as I went along. I don't actually know if that's a song or who owns the rights to it or anything. But since I only hummed it for like 5 seconds, we should be safe from million-dollar lawsuits.
Well, we're probably safe for the fact that million-dollar companies don't care. So just before we started recording, you were telling me that traffic laws in Asia are suggestions?
No, I'm saying that there are laws. I mean, everywhere you go, there are laws that are laws. And then there are the laws that are kind of suggestions. A good example here in the United States is the speeding limit, or the speed limit. It's kind of a suggestion. You're allowed to, shall we say, go over the posted speed limit a little, and it's perfectly okay, acceptable. And even
unless you
if you want to be completely safe, the suggested method of travel. Because people who say, it is true that people who go the speed limit cause traffic problems. So it's one of those rules that it's okay to break, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure I agree with you that the speed limit is a suggestion as opposed to the term limit usually suggests limit.
Yes, but I have never in my life ever been given a ticket for driving under 10 miles over the speed limit. And I've never even been pulled over for doing under 5 miles over.
I did speed trap. It went from 50 down to 30, and I didn't slow down fast enough.
Okay.
Anyway.
Anyway, the law.
Tell you sometime about a small town where the mayor is also the traffic cop.
In the Philippines.
Yes, where I currently am.
The lines that divide the roads are very much suggestions. If somebody stops, you go around them. And if that means you need to go on to the other side of the road, then you go on to the other side of the road.
And heading towards oncoming traffic?
As long as you're not still in the other lane, or as long as you don't hit the other car, no harm, no foul.
Yes, but I'm the one in the other car. Well, actually, I'm the one in the car that's going. As I was telling
you. And did you get hit?
So far, no. But
Then no harm, no foul.
Yes, I just find it more nerve-wracking than my usual vehicular experience.
I found it refreshing.
I don't think I could drive here. I'm nervous enough being driven here.
You know, it was fun.
What?
Well, okay, so I've been to a lot of countries that I've not actually been able to drive in. One of those was Dubai, or a country over in the Middle East.
I'm familiar with Dubai.
Okay.
It's the hub for Emirates Airlines.
I've been there probably 18, 20 times. And I can't drive there. So we take taxis. Well, they're just not allowed to.
Okay. I wouldn't know. I have never been there. I'm just familiar with it as a place.
So we take taxis. And what a common thing that I'm told we would do, because I would never do this myself, if anybody asks, is you and a friend get into a taxi and you tell them the same place. And you tell them that you'll double the fare if you beats the other taxi. It's fun.
Interesting.
Yep. And the most annoying thing of the cars over there is whenever you get above a certain limit, they start dinging.
Well, that's a good reminder. Shouldn't your car tell you when you aren't supposed to be doing something?
But it's always dinging because they're always speeding. And, you know, the taxis are Mercedes and Lexus, and they move. It's, oh, my God, it's fun.
But this morning, I also had the first experience of my life in an Uber. I have never Ubered before.
You Ubered in the Philippines. That's interesting.
Well, where would you expect me to Uber?
In the U.S.?
I'm a big believer in public transportation. In most cities, if I... Okay. The last city I was in was Portland. I mentioned to you I made a stop there. and attended a conference, which I also attended last year.
Yes.
So in Portland, I deliberately arranged for a hotel that was on a transit line directly to the venue that I was attending the event at. And from there, it was only a few blocks walk to another train that went directly to the airport. So that's what I like to do if I have a choice.
See, where I grew up, public transportation wasn't really an option.
Yeah. I didn't say
You either drove or you didn't. You walked. Those were your options.
What I'm saying is if I go someplace where I have a choice, notice I am saying even though there is a public transportation system here, I don't feel that that's the way I should be getting around here. But in Portland, in other places, when I was in London, I used exclusively public transportation. I'm talking about cities where it is possible to do that. I even succeeded in doing that in Los Angeles.
In the Philippines, you just use the jalopies.
Why?
They're a lot cheaper. And, unless it's raining, who cares? They look like homemade pickup trucks.
Yeah.
With benches in the backs.
Yeah, I saw them.
Yeah, you wave one down, you climb in the back, and you tell him where you're going. And when you get to where you're going, you throw him a couple of bucks, and you go on your way.
I paid $2.40 to be driven in a car by myself somewhere.
I'm just saying you're missing out on the experience.
I'm too tall for a jalopy.
No, you're not.
Okay, I'm too claustrophobic for a jalopy.
They're open air. You're sitting in the back of a pickup truck.
I'm not talking.
Basically.
Yeah, I'm not talking about claustrophobic as confined spaces. I always get the terminology for that. What is when you are afraid of being in a confined space with other human beings? So I'm not afraid of being in small spaces. I'm afraid of being in small spaces with other people.
I don't know if there is a word for that.
I'm sure there is.
It's not claustrophobia.
I know. It's the closest thing I could think of. I am afraid of confined spaces, but only if I'm confined in those spaces with other people.
Okay.
I'm not talking about being in a room with – I'm talking about like being pressed against a bunch of strangers.
Okay.
We all have our things.
We do.
Are you afraid of anything, Jerry? Do you have any phobias?
Irrational fears?
Yes.
Liberals.
I thought you would have suggested that was a rational fear.
Well,
see, I don't understand because I used to not be a liberal. I didn't change opinions. It looked like the world went right. So I used to be center, but gradually it seems like I'm not anymore. But my opinion hasn't changed. Oh well. I thought people were supposed to get more conservative as they got older.
Okay.
Me, I didn't get more conservative. I didn't get more liberal. I just the definition changed. Anyway. So that's what I'm up to. I'm basically living off of my devices. My phone seems to be losing battery, and I still can't figure out why. I tried installing a battery monitoring app.
Yes.
Except I discovered that apparently Android permissions have revoked the ability to look at discrete battery information without root, which I think is a bad thing. I remember having conversations about that. But right now I'd like to know what's using my battery, and apparently I can't find out without rooting my phone, which seems like a bad approach.
I agree. Although, I don't know. Is it?
No, I'm not saying I am against the idea of rooting my phone. I am saying requiring me to root my phone to find out which app is misbehaving seems wrong. It seems like I should be able to troubleshoot battery drain on my phone without having to basically override the phone security.
I understand.
Yeah. But if anybody has any ideas, I still don't know what is misbehaving. Maybe it's just an American phone that doesn't like being abroad. Maybe it's draining in protest. Anyway, in other Android-related news, my smartwatch might finally get Wear 2.0 next month. It was supposed to get it in quarter two, we're a little past quarter two. So should I be excited, Jerry?
I think you should.
But not everybody likes Wear 2.0.
But why?
Well, do you know why I have a smartwatch? I know I've told you, but I know you don't always remember things I say.
To be smarter?
To be smarter about something, yes. But no, one, I like to play with new toys, but that's not that doesn't always cause me to invest money. I could just go to the store and do that. I bought a smartwatch because I like being able to see my notifications without whipping out my phone all the time. I feel like when you're whipping out your phone, people are always under the impression that you're not paying attention to them. So it's basically so I can know if something important happened and decide whether or not I want to address it or just pretty much ignore it with a glance. So I started out with the Pebble, which was good for that, and no more Pebbles. So I have the Asus ZenWatch 2, although I hear Asus is getting out of the watch business possibly. So if I get Wear 2.0, I'll have to talk about it because I'm also the co-host of an Android theme show.
Mm-hmm. You are?
Yeah.
Cool.
With you. As much as I sometimes throw other things onto the lineup because sometimes there isn't enough to talk about and I just sort of throw interesting things on there.
Yep.
We are an Android show.
We are?
Yes.
Hmm. Okay.
Did you know that you're also the co-host of an Android-themed podcast?
Whoa. Let's ease up. Ease up.
Yeah, let's not get crazy.
Let's not get crazy.
Okay. So there's a good interview that I've put into the show notes with the vice president of PR for Android FileHost. This is basically a site where they host ROMs and other related files.
Sounds cool.
Yep. It's a very good interview. I suggest you read it. And if you like reading things, the latest Play Store update is going to offer inline change logs for updating apps. I don't have this in mine because I've been waiting for it.
What do you mean you don't have it in yours?
I don't have this version. They've said that the latest version is going to offer inline change logs, but the version that my phone is currently running does not.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Isn't that a shame? Because I don't know if you do it, but when I update my apps manually, I always go into each app and see what the change log says. Do you know why I do that, Jerry?
No, why?
Because I'm the co-host of an Android theme podcast, and I'd like to see if I could spontaneously find something to talk about.
Funny.
I can't get all of my news from reading other news sites. Occasionally, I have to investigate myself. Also, because I'm considering getting a new phone because of the Nexus 5X starting to lose its battery, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I don't know if it's an app or if it's just getting there.
It's probably just getting there. I mean, batteries don't last forever.
Yeah, well, I've had the phone, what now? Nearly 2 years, I think, or a year and a half. I probably look it up. I could probably go into my Gmail account and look at when I actually ordered the thing. One second. I'd like to know. Let's see how old my phone is. See the riveting radio that we're putting on here?
I like it.
Okay, here's the original order. Oh, look at that. It has not been 2 years. I apparently acquired the phone on I ordered it June 21st, 2016, with an estimated arrival date of 2 days later. So just over a year.
I don't think it should last longer than that.
Yeah, but you know, I may have been running my phone hard. Remember, I'm not a power user in the sense that I need a lot of power because I run games and such. But
right,
I use my phone pretty regularly. Maybe I overcharged it. Maybe I rapidly charged too much. Do you charge rapidly or do you charge slowly?
Slowly.
Okay. Well, I use rapid charging. Maybe that.
What? Give me 1 second. All right, let's pause the show.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's carry on. Okay. Jesus.
I was just saying, does rapid charging cause your phone to die faster?
Yes, it does.
So maybe I should have used a regular charger and only rapidly charged when I needed to.
Well, keep in mind that rapid charging adds more heat to your system, right?
Yeah.
It causes the battery to heat up, and heat is bad for these cell phones. Are for these batteries.
This is why I miss removable batteries.
They're removable for a price.
No, but you know what I mean. Would you prefer I said swappable batteries? Batteries that do not require you to open up the phone with a screwdriver or a heat gun in order to replace them. So is swappable a better term?
I like it.
Okay, I'm just trying to make sure that we're both on the same page.
Maybe user replaceable.
Well, technically a user could replace it if it was inside the phone. They're not supposed to. Anyway, I know that it adds slightly to the thickness of the phone, but not enough for me to be annoyed by it. I suppose I could get a battery case. They do make those. But then it's a pain in the neck the way that you wire it. Anyway, if I do need a new phone, the rumor is now that the Moto X 4 might be the next mid-level device on Project Fi, that they might make it compatible.
Cool.
That would cause, if any of the Moto phones, the ones that, since they have some good budget phones, good in the sense they're well-specced for a reasonable price. If any of them became Project Fi compatible, they could sell a whole bunch of unlocked phones. And they already do, even though they're not Project Fi compatible. And technically, isn't all Project Fi, all it is software that allows you to jump between network types?
Yes.
So if they work with Google to make their line of phones compatible, all it is a software investment. They could probably do it for several different phones and get it onto their network, and that would be good business for both. More people would be able to use Fi, and Motorola, who sells a lot of very nice unlocked phones through things like Amazon, would be able to sell them. Anyway, We'll see.
Alas.
I don't know if the X4 is going to be. This is the current rumor. But if possible, I like the last Moto X. Remember, I still have it. The third generation. It was a very good phone until I moved to the Nexus 5X. And if I didn't want to make phone calls, I'd still pull it out because technically it'll work on Fi, but just one Fi at a time. It'll work on the T-Mobile Fi. No, it won't. It won't hop networks. But I've noticed that 90% of the time I actually am on the T-Mobile side. Only in certain places do I need to be on Sprint.
T-Mobile does have seem to have better coverage than Sprint
in urban areas. In rural, it can go either way. So there are places where Sprint is better. For example, when I take a drive out of New York City, it's a little better. But within most of the places I go on a daily basis, it's fine. Right now, my phone thinks it's on T-Mobile, at least according to that app you recommended, Signal Spy.
Yep. Interestingly, so is mine.
Yeah, but I know that I am not on T-Mobile. I am nowhere. I'm 100% certain that I am not in the T-Mobile footprint.
You think so?
Well, technically, T-Mobile is an international company. I suppose I could be, but I'm saying I'm not in the T-Mobile USA footprint.
That's true.
And I don't think there's a local T-Mobile here. I haven't seen any ads for it, but I suppose I could be roaming. Anyway, speaking of where I am, Google's apparently testing an app called the Triangle Data Saver app.
And what does this do?
It's apparently a data saving app that Google's developing, but they're only testing it in guess where?
The Philippines.
Yeah. And do you know what I still
So my question is, how does it save data?
I'm not quite sure because even though I am in the place they are testing it, it still doesn't show up for me when I look. So because do I qualify as an expatriate or do I have to live here for that?
You have to live there.
Okay. I'm going to be here for a few weeks. I'm a temporary expatriate. But according
it blocks unwanted data usage.
Yeah, so it's basically a data management app. There are a bunch of third-party ones, but this is an official Google one. So I think that's an interesting thing for them to be testing.
And it appears that you get rewards for using it?
Well, that seems to be opposite of what Google would want. Not as a service provider, but as a company that makes money with you using the internet. Helping you not use the internet seems like it's contrary to their mission.
Maybe they do it by blocking ads. Except for their ads. So they're only testing it in the Philippines because it would be considered anti-competitive in the United States.
Well, what about the EU? They were just fined a lot of money for Google Shopper, which is not even a product anybody takes seriously.
Okay, but the Philippines isn't in the EU.
Yeah, I'm just saying you mentioned one place where they would be considered anti-competitive. I mentioned a second one.
So are you agreeing with me or disagreeing with me?
I'm agreeing with you and expanding scope.
Okay.
Anyway,
so are you going to get the mobile 4 or the Moto 4X? That's what I want to know. The Moto X4?
It doesn't exist yet.
Details.
Well, being as I'm not one of those people who orders the phone before at least somebody has reviewed it, I would probably wait to read at least one review and then possibly order it. What I'm saying is I liked the previous one. I bought the previous one and enjoyed it. I'm getting to the point where I'm thinking of getting a new phone because this one is slowing down. I hate the idea that I might buy a phone every year. That seems like too much for me. I used to do every 2 years, but maybe I'm getting at that point. We use our phone so much. I realized that computer that I use for recording that keeps freezing up in New York.
Yes.
I realized it's 4 years old now. So because I was leaving town, it wasn't worth replacing, but I started scoping out parts. So when I get back, I may start building its replacement. I already bought the case. So, there may be a point at which somebody who uses a computer often needs to get a new one. Somebody who uses a phone often needs a new phone. I don't know. But if I feel that my $100 inexpensive tablet is running faster than my $300 phone, then I have a problem. Maybe I should just carry the tablet around. Oh, well. I'll think about that one. So I do have one more story, which is not Android related. But I felt it was controversial enough that we could discuss it on the show.
Okay.
The Take a Wench for a Bride auction will be no more at the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Disney. I'm upset about this, Drew.
Why's that?
Well, a few reasons. One, I understand why they might want to replace it with something a little more family-friendly. That's sort of a little not family-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
However, I saw the mock-up of what they're replacing with, and it doesn't look like they put much thought into it. Did you have a look at that?
No. I didn't get it. I didn't understand.
I'm just pulling the thing here. So, apparently, the new one will, instead of auction, Take a Wench for a Bride, it will be auction, surrender your loot. So basically, Now it is an auction where you're supposed to surrender your loot. That doesn't really seem like an auction to me. So I think that they basically, I'm a little disappointed when an organization takes something iconic, changes it for a perfectly legitimate reason, but doesn't seem to put very much effort or thought into it. So let's just change a banner, and we'll take that woman who's hanging around, and we'll turn her from a wench into a pirate, and we've addressed the problem. It just seems like there wasn't enough effort put into that. I don't know what they're going to do next. Are they going to change the Yo-ho, a pirate's life for me song? Remember, this is Disney, a place where they actually have kept one of their classic Disney movies from being re-released because they're concerned about how it will be seen, even though it was made in a different time where it was more socially acceptable. Have you ever seen Song of the South? That's the one with Brer Rabbit and so on and so forth. You know, the one that Zippity-Doo-Dah comes from?
No.
Have you ever been on Splash Mountain?
No.
Okay. Anyway, it's a movie that because there were some stereotypical items in it, there are much worse racially insensitive movies than that. Disney has not released it in years, even though people have asked for it because it was a decent movie. Anyway, that aside, some people just don't have a sense of history. Oh, well, on the other hand, there are certain things I wouldn't want to see on the screen. Probably better to play it safe.
Probably.
So did you have any Android-themed events that occurred in your week?
Not really.
Well, as I said, I've been living on my phone.
I'm sure you have.
Well, it's been my primary device here. I do have a laptop, but, you know, I'm out and about. In fact, after I finish the show, I'm going to go to bed. It's nearly 11 a.m. here, you know.
It is. Yeah. And you worked all night.
That surprisingly isn't bad. It's sleeping during the day that gets to me. Not because I'm not able to accommodate it, but there's light coming in. My body tells me I'm supposed to be awake, but yet I'm supposed to be asleep.
I understand.
But I do want to ask you a favor, Jerry. When I come back, can you come to the airport and hold up a sign, welcome home, and, you know, maybe bring a band? And, you know, I've always wanted to be welcome back with a brass band and, you know, a sign.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll see what we can do.
Okay. Just remember, it has to be a brass band.
Okay.
It's not fun unless it's brass. Anyway, so that brings us to the end of another exciting episode on the road. I just have to ask, last week I had a bit of a problem because I set my volume a bit low. I turned it up this week, so if anybody has any feedback, this is the smallest setup I've ever been able to put together because it is a digital recorder, a microphone, a mini mixer, and a laptop for Jerry. If I can figure out how to get rid of the Jerry laptop, maybe, let's say, bring you in on a cell phone or a tablet, then I can make this even smaller.
Oh.
Well, I like analog. What can I say?
Okie dokie.
Until next week. When I was
until next week. And I'll be here.
Okay.
Good night.
Good morning.
Or, yeah.